grabbing her by the arm and slam her hard against the wall. I press my body close to hers, my forearm pressing against her throat. She stares back at me with anger and defiance.
"Do it,"
she says between ragged breaths.
"Kill me."
I scoff. "I'm not going to kill you."
"Then let go of me,"
she says, her tone commanding.
"Now."
I stand there for a moment longer, holding her gaze, feeling my body pressed up against hers lights a fire low and deep inside of me. I stare into her eyes, letting my gaze slip down to her full lips, and then travel down to her long, elegant neck. Her skin is so soft, so supple, and I catch a hint of citrusy scent on her skin. I really don't know what's come over me, but I'm overwhelmed by the urge to kiss her. The air between us is electric, and for a moment, I feel like she'd welcome it. But the moment passes, and not wanting her to feel the erection straining against my pants, I step back and clear my throat. "What is your problem with me, Nisa?"
"Did I say I have a problem with you?"
"You obviously do," I say. "I try to make casual conversation, and you snap on me." She looks at me for a long moment, much in the way a parent would look at a developmentally slow child. And when she speaks, it's in an exaggeratedly slow, condescending voice.
"You're a bear, Jackson,"
she says.
"I'm a wolf. The two don't mix, like peas and carrots. Understand?"
"It doesn't have to be like that."
"Unfortunately, it does."
"Why?" This is the end of the audio sample.